Okay, we're up to the four words regarding which we shine him to a lot. Velezdi zuzi miman dokat. Velezdi zuzi miman dokat. Gemara said the Mishnah is also referring to a case of Mecca for Memkar, not just to a case of Metzia. And the Gemara in the Havamina holds that he only took money from one of them. He's not a crook. The Meicher is not going to take money from two. So he took money from one of them. And now they're fighting. Each one is claiming, I gave the money. And each one is an Eiches. He's holding on to here for the talis. So the Gemara asks, Velezi Zuzi Miman Nakat, that there's an easy way to figure out who's telling the truth. All you have to do is figure out who gave the money. Whoever gave the money, he's the one whose talis it is. So the Gemara itself, the words itself, does seem to make sense. What do you mean, let's see who gave the money? Pashtus, each one is claiming that he gave the money. So that's what this entire is about. So for this reason, we have three basic shatim in the Rishayim, in Taich of Lazi Zuzi Mima Nakat, Rashi, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ri. Rashi holds the kasha lezi zuzi miman nakat is, let's ask the meicher. We'll ask the meicher, zuzi miman nakat, we'll ask the meicher, who gave you the money? And Rashi shita is that the meicher is believed to say who gave the money. So lezi zuzi miman nakat, let's see who gave the money. And whoever the Meicher says gave the money will assume, will know that he's the one that's entitled to the talis. Taisus Rabbeinu Tam Shita is a totally different Shita. We'll see why. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Meicher here is not Naaman. He disagrees with Rashi. So Rabbeinu Tam Shita Levzi Zuzi Miman Nokat. Rabbeinu Tam says, let's ask the meicher who he took money for, even though he's not Naaman, but he's still like an Eid Echad, and he'll be an Eid Echad. Well, we're not going to believe him totally, I'll say Eid Echad, but at least what will change, look, I'll be sure that what will happen if he'll say, then there'll be two changes. Actually, If the Meicher will say who he took money from, and he's an Eid Echad, two things will change. A, the one who he's supporting will be Pater Mishvua, because the Eid HaMisayeya, an Eid Echad that helps somebody, Pater Sefer Mishvua. And B, the other one, the one that's contradicting him, which in our Mishnah would be a Shvua D'Rabbanan, there would be no Eid Echad, it's a Din D'Rabbanan that he has to swear. But if the Eid Echad says against him, then it's going to turn into a Shvua D'Oraisa. This which the Mishnah says, you swear Shvua D'Rabbanan. If an Eid Echad will say that the other person is right, then the one that's contradicting the Eid Echad will turn into a Shvua D'Oraisa. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, V'levzi zuzi miman nakat, would change two things. That's the way it says in Taisvis. Lezi Zuzi Taisa says, "Who cared echad? V'amai shnei mishvayim. Aisa shah meicher misayeya yifter mishvua. The one who named meicher is like will be part of a mishvua. The idach yish mishvua deraisa, and the one kineged him will now turn into a shvua deraisa, which is a very big difference. A shvua deraisa. What's the main difference between a shvua deraisa and a shvua derabanan? Anyone know?" One main chilek between Shvua D'Oraisa and Rabbanan is by Rabbanan, if you don't swear, we don't say Mitev Sheni Yachshva Mishalom. By Rabbanan, we try to force him to swear. If he doesn't swear, he doesn't swear. By D'Oraisa, if he's not going to swear, Mitev Sheni Yachshva Mishalom. So Shvua D'Oraisa, so we should turn him here into Shvua D'Oraisa. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. The Re comes with what certainly at first glance looks like the weakest pshat of the three, The Ri says, let's ask them. Let's ask the two of them. You're fighting over the talis. Which one of you gave the money? What's wrong with that pshat? Huh? Because they're fighting for reasons. All right, so the Ri is saying, one minute, we're only accusing them of making a mistake. Some of them, they're honest. So if we ask them who gave the money, they'll be honest. So if they're honest, then the Ri's pshat is a very good pshat. The Gemara's kasha, like pshat is loyalty is in my number, just ask them. I mean, but anyway, that's the Ri's pshat. According to the Ri, you ask them. So what's going to happen? Let's say Reuven and Shimon are holding it. So Reuven will say, Amoida and Shimon gave the money. Shimon will say, I gave the money. So what's Reuven tining? Reuven's tining that he really agreed to sell it to me. So Shimon threw the money and grabbed it. And Shimon's saying, no, he agreed to me and I gave the money. So Tyson, the Ri holds that we're going to believe the one who gave the money. Why? Why are we going to believe the one who gave the money, according to the Ri? There's an umdana that the one who gave the money probably is the one that it was misratza to. Probably is the one that it was misratza to. The other one should have a migul. According to the Ri, we asked them. So let's say, now if they, each one says I gave the money, so we didn't get any. Ri saying, let's ask them. They'll both agree, Shimon gave the money, we'll say it's Shimon. Why doesn't Reuven have a migul? Reuven should say, believe me, that I'm the one he agreed to sell it to. Because if I wanted to lie, I could have claimed that I gave the money.
Say now he's honest.
Huh?
Say now he's honest.
So saying he's honest, he's just making a mistake. So saying he's honest, he's just making a mistake. That's a good terrorist. So if you said a thesis, that's not a bit of dummy, there's no meaning. So we believe you're honest, but you will question you're making a mistake. You think he was misratza to you. So that's the reason. Good. So we have three shakim, Rashi, Vinatam and the Ri. Okay, each one, really there are two different yesaidas here. There's the yesaid that Rashi uses to explain the Gemara of Nemanis of a Meicher, and the yesaid that the Rabbeinu Tam uses, which is the din of Eid HaMisayayim. Most of the Torah on this sugya has to do with Rabbeinu Tam, with Eid HaMisayayim. If you learn to Rosh, the Rosh continues into the next Tais Gimel, it continues on the topic. And we're going to spend time, of course, on Eid HaMisayayah, because this is the makar of the whole din of Eid HaMisayayah. However, we have to start with Rashi. And today, we're going to spend some time on Rashi Shita. Tomorrow, we'll get to Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi Shita is what? That there's something, this new concept that a meicher has nemanis. Rashi brings it to Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Ayin Gimel. Neman bal mekach loim lezemachar. The Gemara there says a chiddush that even though Eid Echad is not believed by Mammon, but by a meicher is believed to say who he sold to. He's believed to say I sold to him, and I didn't sell to him. So Rashi holds that that's the Gemara's kasha. The meicher should be believed. Why doesn't Tosis like that? It's a Gemara. Taisus holds that when is a meicher believed? Only when it's mechay biyadai. If the meicher has it, and you're asking who did you agree to sell it to, who'd you take money from, he's believed. That's Taisus Shita. Only if he has it in his hands, he's believed. Rashi holds that even if he does not have it in his hands, he's also believed. Even if it's a mechay biyadai, there's an emanis for a meicher, provided that he took money from one of them. He only took money from one. Well, What's the machlokes? The Rashi holds that. Let's start the other way. Tosis holds. Tosis doesn't say it here. But if you look in Kiddushin, Tosis says, why is a Meicher believed? Why do we believe a Meicher? He's an Eid Echad. Tosis' Shita is that he's believed because he has a Nigu of Biyadai. It's in his hand. He can give it to whoever he wants. He doesn't have to Pashka with Bezdin. If he wants to do, he can do whatever he wants. He has it in his hand. If he wants, he can give it to Reuven. If he wants, he can give it to Shimon. It's Biyadai. It's his safe, it's in his hand. The reason that a Meicher is believed is because it's Biyadai, because it's in his hands. He has a Migu that it's Biyadai, he can give it to whoever he wants. So now, when he comes to Beis Din, he says, L'zeh Macharti, L'zeh Lo Macharti, I took money from him, I didn't take money from him. That's why he's believed. Because he has a Migu. Now, if you hold this way, like Tosfos, so is he believed by Eimek Chai Biyadai? What do you say? If it's Eimek Chai Biyadai, according to Tosfos, there's nothing to believe. What's there to believe? Eimek Chai Biyadai. The only reason we believe him is because it's in his hand. He has a Migu, he can give it to whoever he wants. That's good when it's in his hand. But Shnayim Aris and Metalis, the Meicher doesn't have it. You have two people fighting over a talis. So Shnayim Aris and Metalis, the Meicher is not believed. Why should the Meicher be believed? The Taisa Shita is an easy Shita. If you learn Pshat in the Gemara Kiddush that a Meicher is Nemon, it's only because of a Migu to be Yadai. So everything is Pashit. If you only believe because it's in your hands to do whatever you want with it, it's a Pashit. If it's Biyadai, if it's in your hands, you believe. If it's not in your hands, you don't believe. So why didn't Tosfos learn like Rashi? Pashit, because Tosfos holds that the sugya has no shaykhis. The sugya is talking Shnayim Aris and Metalis. The seller doesn't have it. The seller doesn't have it. So there's nothing to do. There's nothing to talk about. The meicher, the seller's an eid echad. He doesn't have an emunah of a meicher. So that's the reason that Tosfos didn't want to learn like Rashi, and that is smooth and very, very glad. What did Rashi hold? What did Rashi hold? What emunah of a meicher is? Rashi holds, the Ran says in Kiddushin, Rashi holds that there's a takana sachanim, a takana derabanan, that we believe a meicher. We find a similar thing, a dayan is believed. A dayan in Beis Din is believed to say what each person said, what each person argued, or what his maskana is. There's a nemonis to a dayan. If two people accept one person to pass them for them, is nemonos dayan? Or the Gemara says a chaya is believed. The chaya is a midwife. Let's say somebody has a baby. Who says it's this woman's baby? There's no one in the room, just the midwife. So Chazal, the Takanah Chachamim, they gave a chaya nemonis. They said she's never to say. Remember once there was a tumult over a certain hechsher. Mashgiach in a certain place said that they were using traces. So the other side kind of, he's just an eid echad. Not believed. He's an eid echad. There's a truvin in the tziv. He says, you know, Mashgiach, you hire Mashgiach to give a hechsher, he's not an eid echad. He has nemonis. You're hiring him to have nemonis. You take a Mashgiach. So he's nemon to say, the shkita was good, the shkita wasn't good. It's kosher, it's straight. So there are certain situations, very few, but there are certain situations where the Chazal gave an emunah. Zok Duran, here also, the Rabbanon gave an emunah, just like they gave an emunah to a dayan, and a chaya, the same thing, they gave an emunah to a to a meicher that he's nemo to say what happened. However, Zokteran, a dayan is only believed calls a man the people are in front of him. Calls a man the baledin are in front of him. Once they leave, he's always dying. Zokteran, the same thing. A bal mekach is believed calls man they're still Isaac in the mechira. If the mechira was yesterday and there were no arguments, and today there are arguments, then the bal mekach, the meicher, is not believed anymore. That's what the Ran says in Kiddush. So getting here to Rashi, Rashi holds a meicher is believed. That's Rashi's shita. And rather, it's not just Rashi, the Rosh says it's the Rif's shita as well. Rashi and the Rif have the same shita. That a meicher lezzi zuzi miman nokat means the meicher is known. The meicher is believed. Even Eimechai B'yadai is still believed to say who he sold it to. Why is he believed? So we only have in Rashi the Ran, who says it's a Tachanas Chachamim, just like by Dayan and Chaya, the same thing. So the Tzais jumps on this in Reish Chaf Beis of Katan Aleph. And he says that Rashi can't be like the Ran. You can't say that Rashi holds a meicher is only believed, calls a man that's still standing in front of him. And he has two very solid proofs that Rashi, this Gemara, doesn't hold like the Ran. The Ran says the whole Nemanis is why? Takana Durabada when they're standing in front of him. So Fertik Tzais Gemara Yesakash Lezi Zuzi Miman Nokat. So Rashi, the Meich is believed. What's the case? They're standing in front of him or they're not standing? According to the Ran, they're standing in front of him or they're not standing in front of him? According to the Ran, must be they're standing in front of him. Right? Why would the Gemara answer Kagain, they're not standing in front of him? The Marsha just answer, the case is they bought it yesterday. And we don't remember who got it yesterday. And today, they're fighting. And now the Meicher says, I sold it to him. Meicher's not believed. The Ran said he's only believed when they're standing in front of you. Right? The whole Ran saying, believe a person when he's standing in front of you. He's not standing in front of you, so then there's no nemanis. So why didn't the Gemara answer? The Gemara asks, Lazi Zuzi Miman Nokat, Let's ask the Meicher. What do you mean, let's ask the Meicher? It was at tonight that it's not under the fun of, that they're coming on a different day. It's very stark kasha. I don't think the Ran says it in Kedushin. In Kedushin, you can learn that way. In this Gemara, I can't learn Rashi that way. That they're Aimdin Lefanov. What do you mean Aimdin Lefanov? So I think I'm going to answer. They're not Aimdin Lefanov. You're right. So what's the prat? That the Rabbanim gave him the Manas even afterwards? As we said. Okay. We'll see. Look at that. So let's say they say we bought it for the Meicher yesterday. He says I bought it. He says I bought it. And now in the morning they started fighting over it. That's not Aimdin Lefanov.
Has to be at the same time.
It has to be. They didn't leave from in front of him. He's the bad guy. Maybe by Kibbul Mechad, you don't need. Okay, then we're going to work with that differently. Just the second kasha that Ketzais asks is from Rashi. Rashi says Beferish they weren't standing there. Rashi lazi zuzi miman nakat. Towards the end of the Rashi, Rashi says Kivendale Rami Lasude Lo Dokuli Hayli Es Nizar Mishaholchu Lefanav Haymidat Dehavakarsa. Rashi says Rashi's contrasting the case. But Rashi's saying, in his example, that by luck is in the high, had that the high about Karche, even though I allow Rami Lasude, like Dokuli, I lias Nizam, Mishahokulofana. I'm going to have a Karche. Rashi says, it's talking they went away from him. If he took money from Bolt, he doesn't remember. If he took money from one, he does. But Rashi uses the Lashim, Shahokulofana, which seems to Rashi, that's the Gemara, that they Hokulofana. And Nakazuzim et Tarvayu, you not believe? Nakazuzim et Chad, you not believe them. Who needs a hazard? So if we don't have the Ran in Rashi, we have to fine-tune the Ran, and we have to make some changes to fix it up. Okay, so before we go any further into Rashi, I just want to make sure you have the case clear. We have two variables. We have Oimdim Lefanav, and not Oimdim, oh, I'm sorry. We have Oidei B'yadai, and not Oidei B'yadai. One variable is, he's still holding the talus, the Meicher, and saying, oh, he's not. And one variable, if he took money from both, he took money from one. Now, just to get the rules straight, before we go any further, if he's still holding the talus, is the Meicher believed? Always. Sai like Rashi, Sai like Tosis, if he's still holding it, it doesn't matter, he took money from one, he took money from two. Calls him around, the Meicher is holding it, there's no Mach like Rashi and Tosis, you believe? Tosis holds off Migu, Rashi, we'll have to see one. If you're not holding it, so Tosis holds, he never believes. Rashi holds, when you're not holding it, if you took money from both, then you're not believed. If you took money from one, you are believed. Now, how tough? Again, you're not holding it. You're in the store, you sold the talus, the two of them took the talus. The Meicher, if he took money from one of them, he's believed. If he took money from both, you have to remember which was Midaita, which is Bal Karcha, he's not. Why? What's the difference if he took money from both or took money from one? What's the difference? If he took money from one. If he took money from both. So if he knows they're fighting, he's more likely to remember when he took money from one. But if he doesn't know they're fighting, then he's more likely to be called when he took money from both. What did he say? What the hell? So I'd like to share with you in the Sivis. I tell you right away, the Sivis is a Chiddush. But if I could say such a thing, I like it. You know, he says a big chiddush, but it's a davar hanistaver, and needs work, but to make it fit with other things. But tell what Yeshiva says. Chiddushot. You all know that in Dinei Maminis we believe two eidim. An eid echad is not come the mamin, right? An eid echad. Why? Why? What's the reason we believe two Adim and not one Adim? What would you say? Why do we believe two Adim and not one witness and not one Adim? So I think most people would answer, the Torah says two. It says, Al Pishnei Adim Yochum Dover, right? Everybody agreed, the Torah says two. That's why. So Poshik says a Kosef. Two is better than one, of course. So the Torah says two. Now two people could lie also. But the Torah set the threshold at two. The Sivis says an interesting thing. The Sivis says the nature of a person who's saying Eidus himself, who's saying anything himself, to not be medayik so much. He's an honest person. But even honest people, when you tell somebody something, you say things that are bidadami, that you estimate are true, ki'ilu they're true, and you're not medayik that much. If you're saying yourself, it's just not the same. It's easy to make mistakes. If you're saying with one other person, two people come together, and you're saying with someone else, it's the nature of a person to be much more medagdic, because he knows that he's saying something, and the other aide, the second aide, is going to say something also. He knows that it's going to be analyzed, and he's more careful to say things in a precise way if there's someone else with him. So even if we know for sure someone's not a liar, he's not a mishaker, let's say we can know 1,000,000% he's not a liar. FLPK. For the possibility of mistakes, of saying things with the dummy, saying things like you think they are, for that possibility, by shtei eidim, it's much stronger, it's more than twice as strong as an eid asher. Because by shtei eidim, there's no cheshash tos. We're not cheshash that we're going to make mistakes. Because people, when they say eidim, they know someone else is saying with them, they're very careful. A she'enken, you have a person who's talking himself, so we see it, you know, you see it with people. They tell you things and you find out that, you know, it's not exactly so. They're not lawyers necessarily, but they're not precise in what they say. The Siva says that the difference between eid echad and shnei eidim, the Torah said we trust two eidim, it's more than the quantity of people, two people as opposed to one person. No. It's the quality of the Eidus. The quality of an Eid Echad's Eidus is very shvach, because even if he's honest, there's a chash of mistakes. A chash of what he calls bididoni, or loidok. Either he won't be careful, or he'll say what's his estimation. There's a qualitative difference between Eid Echad and Shnei Eidus. Lo Yitzur, you could have a case of an Eid Echad who is medagdik, Zucked and deceivous, he'll have an emunus. If you have a situation where an honest person must be medagdic for his own good, he'll have an emunus. What's a case of an echad who has to be medagdic? A meicher. Someone who's selling. Someone who's selling and he took money from one person, he has to be medagdic. He took money from one person. He has to be medagdic to know from who he took the money. Because he's an honest person, he has to know. Zacht in the Sivis. Shad in Rashi is that an Eid Echad such as this, if you could have an Eid Echad, who is such an Eid Echad, who we have an umdina that is medagdic tfei, that is medagdic in what he does, such a person, he'll have an emunis. That's an emunus of a meicher, of someone who sells. Because, since he has to know, he's medagdik. Therefore, if it's oida b'yadai, if he still has it in his hand, if the talis is still in his hand, he's always medagdik. He has to know who to give it to. Doesn't matter if he got money from one, got money for two. If the talis is in his hand, he's always medagdik. If the talis is not in his hand, so if he got money from one person, so Vaita, it's a big oil on him to know, it's his responsibility to know to whom who the talis is shayach to. Since he took money from one, if I say the wrong person, he'll be stealing. So Vaita, it's a responsibility of his. The only time that there's no monadistic responsibility on him is if he took money from both. And it's not oida b'yada. So let them fight it out. It's no longer he's not the ganav. If he has money from one, he's a ganav. Or if he has a chayfitz that belongs to someone else, he's a ganav. He's a ganav. An honest person doesn't want to be a ganav. So cause him on, he's going to be the ganav, because either he has money from one person or he has a talis in his hands, he's medagdik tfei. Once he doesn't have the money, once it's not a shayla of money, he got money from both, and it's not a shayla of the talis he's given. There, he's going to make mistakes, but the dummy, he doesn't have the same umdana that he's medayim. So this is how the Nesivis learns Rashi, tremendous chiddush, that Eid Echad is ne'eman be'etzem. Why? Because the whole reason we don't believe Eid Echad normally is because we're afraid he makes mistakes, and therefore, in the case of where he has an achrayus, and a person always says an achrayus to tell the truth, but he has a bigger achrayis. He has a financial achrayis, not to be a ganiv. Such an achrayis, he's medaged for. And that's why Rashi's shita is that the meicher lezi zuzim ha'nakat, the meicher is believe. You know why the meicher is believe? Because it's his responsibility to them. Now, as far as pshat in the Gemara, it comes out, we have two pshat in Rashi. We have the Ran's pshat, which is not true about Rashi, and I was still given. Ran said in Kiddush. And now we have the Nesivus' pshat in Rashi that is believed be'etzem. The Nesivus was going on an interesting shiloh. There's a Gemara, I think a well-known Gemara, that Shnei Kitei Eidim HaMakishin Zerzeh. If you have Trey Betray, two Eidim say something happened, two Eidim say it didn't happen. It's Trey Betray. You don't know what to believe. And the next day, we have a Din Torah. And one Eid from one of those, one camp, and one Eid from the other camp, they come together, and they say, Eidus, the same Eidus on a new Din Torah. Can we accept them? Mara says no. If I have, let's say, Reuben and Shimon come and they say that Pliny owes $1,000, and Levi Yehuda say it's a lie, they don't owe $1,000. So you have Reuben and Shimon against Levi and Yehuda. One pair is lying. We don't know who. If the next day Shimon and Yehuda say Eidus together, so they cannot believe. Because one of them is a liar. We don't know which one. And we know one of them is a liar. That's our statement of mind. It's a very logical thing. So even though we don't know who's a liar, separately each one has a festus kashrus, it doesn't matter. That's Pasha. Shach says that it says, Partza machlaikis bechas kachne brisk. It says a maisa happened in the city of Brisk. This is before the Brisk Arav, hundreds of years earlier. He says there was a machlaikis between the Chachmei Brisk. The following incident took place. There was a din taira, and there was an eid echad against an eid echad who got into an argument. One eid echad said one way, the other echad said the other way. They contradicted each other. It was chad zachad, the din taira, whatever they passed in, finished. Next day, it was new Din Torah. And guess who came to say Eidus together? Right? Who came to say Eidus together? The two Eid Echads. Yesterday, they called each other liars. And they still say yesterday the other one was lying. But today, they come together. And they're Eidus. They're going to be Eidus. They're by a chasna. They call up Eidei Kiddushin. The two who contradicted each other yesterday. Call them up and they're going to say Eidus. Everyone says, oh, how wonderful, they were fighting yesterday and today they're not going to fight. Right? So the Chachmei Bris got into an argument. What do you say? Could they say Eidus together? Could they say Eidus together? I want them to argue. And what do you say? Pashut? No. That's the Pashtus. If the Gemara says, if you have two against two, you can't take one and one and say Eidus together, because someone's a liar, well, it's the same thing. If you have one against one, and now you want to say Eidus together, one of them's a liar. So, what? The Neidach is also Eidus, in fact, sure. It's an Eidus. Someone lies in Bezdin? That would be possible. Several reasons.
Even when the person wants to go and use the call the other person a liar, the aid a liar.
And then use
them. They call each other liars, but they want to use each other for another case.
The point here is not so much if they could use, the point is we know one of them is a liar. It's not a cliche. That should be the problem. But then you say that by tray also. Be careful. Then by tray what you're saying, you should say here, All right, so that's totally the case where Trevi wouldn't be believed. And the question is, what about Chazakai? Why? Okay, good. All right, first the Shach says, of course they're not believed. He doesn't know what's the argument. What's the argument that they had? Avali, they're not believed. One of them is lying. So bang, you can have an emanis. The Shach says. The Nesivis is matzdik, and the Ketzayis grab the passage like the Shach, that you're not believed. The Nesivis, I believe he brings B'shem the Tumim, who brings a raya that they are believed. And the Nesivis says a reason. Says they are believed. Why? Because what's in the Nesivis is Yisayit. By two Eidim, people are medagnik. They don't make mistakes. When you're one of a pair of Eidim, you're medagnik in what you say. So if you have two Eidim against two Eidim, someone's a liar. Someone's a mishaker. Because everyone's medagnik in what they say. Obviously, one of the two pairs was medagdic to lie. They know what they're saying, they're liars. By an Eid Echad, if you have an Eid Echad against an Eid Echad, is it necessarily that one of them is a Meshaker? The whole Nesivus, as you're saying, is that by an Eid Echad, the reason Eid Echad is not believed is because an Eid Echad is Shvach, because he makes mistakes. He's Laidok, he's Bidadami. An Eid Echad is not believed, why? Not because with Chayshish he's a liar, but because he's prone to making errors, to making mistakes. Memela, Zof and Nesivis. When you have one against one, and they contradict each other, is there a Vade liar? No. Well, this Vade, one of them made a mistake. But there's no reason to say that because when he says Eidus himself, he makes mistakes, that tomorrow when he comes as part of a cat of Aiden, as part of a pair of Aiden, tomorrow the next day when he comes as part of a pair, then he's medagdic tvei. When you're part of a pair, you don't make mistakes. The first day, they came Eid Echad against Eid Echad. Are we chayshish that they're lying? Doesn't the Nesivus know? The reason the Torah didn't trust in Eid Echad is because they make errors, they make mistakes in judgment. When they make mistakes in judgment, it doesn't possible them to be Eidus if in a place where they're going to come as pair of a part of a pair of Eidim. A pair of Eidim, we say they are medagdic. So they're not going to make mistakes if they come as part of a pair. Chashash liar, we don't have. We're not chashash, they're liars. If originally they were a pair of a cat Eidim, so we're chashash, they're liars. So we'll say they make mistakes. But when originally it was Eid Echad against Eid Echad, there, the chashash is that one of them made a toast. The Nesivus is Yisayit is that a regular Eid Echad is not believed because he makes mistakes. So Memele, he doesn't become a apostle or Eidus. If an Eid Echad says something and it's another Eid Echad contradicts him, he doesn't become an apostle. We tell it an error and a mistake. He doesn't become an apostle. Yehuda. Problem? Huh? Okay. Case of Trey betray, but we know yesterday someone lied, deliberately lied. If someone deliberately lied, no, if someone deliberately lied, he's a puzzle later. He's puzzled, now he's puzzled forever until he can prove to us somehow that it's the truth. He's puzzled later forever. So now, the next day, can, what? So let me ask you, anytime you have an Eid Echad that doesn't lie, plus a Ganav, you're going to trust him? You're still going to have two Eidus. Why are you calling him a liar? Call him a making a mistake person.
He's a bad liar. I'm arguing in.
But you don't know if his motivation is lying or if his motivation is to make a mistake.
When I'm going against him, I'm saying he's a bad liar.
No, you're saying he's a vadai telling not the truth. He's vadai not telling the truth. It could be because he's deliberately lying, or it could be because he's making a mistake. It could go either way. No? You're just saying what he's saying is not true. could be because of the dam.
According to the
Sarah,
it seems
the reason why I believe
to wait and
stay
together with someone else is to take more of a dive. Over here he's saying against someone else,
definitely you're saying the dive. He's saying against someone else. Saying with
somebody else
he's
saying against.
As long as
someone else
is
trying to be
Mavara. So who says that when he said
Aegis,
he knew it was another
eight
against him?
Second
one knew necessarily.
Over the other case when they were arguing, they were both there.
Okay. It's very hard to talk to the first one and the second one. So.
The whole thing with the word is someone else.
They were together with him or against him. I mean, he's saying that he estimated that this is true.
It's been more than that if this is against
him. I hear what you're saying. The Sivis is a chiddush, is a big chiddush. I like it. I'll tell you, I like it. I don't have to like or not like the Sivis, but we have a general rule that we try to learn Svaris into Gzeres HaKosis, the Cheshire Mishpat. And this idea that the Sivis plugs in more than two Eidim is just twice one Eid. But it's a whole different level of Eidis. I don't know, somehow it's a Dover. It satisfies a little that the threshold of Eidus in the Torah, Terkus said 1 Eidim, 2 Eidim, 3 Eidim, 4 Eidim, Terkus said 2. It's not just 2 Eidim as opposed to 1, but a certain quality of Eidus, that when you say with someone, you say it differently. That whole musig, I don't know, somehow it's, yeah. The weakness of an Eid Echad, because he's so weak yesterday, that's why today, when he says, hey, this was someone else, that's really the way it all turns out. But since the Haggadah Eidus of an Eid Echad is weaker, therefore it doesn't pass for him to say a strong Haggadah Eidus. It's like, L'choshira kal is not choshira chomer. It's choshira mokal dikavei, not choshira mokhamid dikavei. It's from the light of the light. This just adds hezbo to it. Okay, well, the pilpul is something that, as mustava to you or not, the sight of the nesivus is very geschmack. That a meicher is believed, why? Like Rashi? Because he's dark, he's medayik. A normal eid echad makes mistakes. A meicher who has responsibility is dayik tfei, he's very careful, he wants to know what's going on. So you should know who to give the money to, you should know who to give the talus to. And that is an explanation of Shitas Rashi. There's a Hamakna in the Sugya there in Kiddushin. Hamakna takes a whole different look at this Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. It says the following. Let's go back to basics. A Marikama against the Muzik, who wins? If you're Muzik in something, the Marikama says it's mine, the Muzik wins. Right? That we know. Marikama against the Muzik wins. If it's a marikama against someone who's not a mulzik, just a marikama alone, if there's something, if there's an aveda which is found, and someone could prove he was the marikama, someone else claims that he bought it, so the marikama, when he's against nobody, so the marikama wins, the business sees something hefker. And one person shows the boat is out in the harbor. One shows he's a Marikama. The other one just claims it's his without showing. Marikama wins. When the Marikama is not against the Muzik, the Marikama wins. When the Marikama is against the Muzik, then the Muzik wins. So Zakta Hamakna. Very good. He says, let's look at our Gemara. Let's forget any pilpul. Just the basic Gemara. Shnayim Oyazim Betalus. Two people are in bed and they're holding the talus. Do they have a din muzik? Are they holding it b'teres v'adai? Or they don't have a din musik? When two people are holding the talis. So what do we say all along? But according to Taisvis, what's a din? According to Taisvis, each one's holding half b'teres v'adai. So according to Taisvis, shneim is in the talis, each one's a musik, right? What do we say Rashi Shita is? Shnayim Ozen Betalis, what's a din? Each one's holding the whole thing, and no one's a musik. And that's what we learned Aleph Beis in our Mishnah. That Tosis holds, each one's a musik. And Rashi holds, there's no musik. So up to Hamakna, the Mori here is very pashut. The Meicher is a Marikama. He's a Marikama. So the Marikama comes into Bezdin. And the Marikama says, his daya, he says, I sold it to Pliny. Marikama is saying, does the Marikama have them on us? He's not holding it. Shnayim Ozen Betalis. Does the Marikama have any them on us? It's up to Hamakna, it's up to Shmak. According to Rashi, does the Marikama have them on us? What's the din of Marikama when there's no music? Marikama has them on us. So Rashi holds, why is the Meicher believed in Agamara? Because he's a Marikama. And in Agamara there's no Mozik. Because Rashi held that Shnayim Ozen Betalis, there is no Mozik. Tosfos says 1 minute. The Meicher walks into Bez and he's a Marikama. He wants to say Aegis on this Talis. But here, Tosfos Shita was, we learned right away in the beginning of this man. Taisus Shita is Shnayim Ozen Betalis. Each one's a Mosek in half the Talis. Taisus looks at it. Each one's a Mosek in half. Zakta Hamakna. So like Taisus, the Marikama has no Nemanis. The Marikama can't come in and say whose it is. He's not Neman. The Marikama gets a Mosek. The Mosek wins. So that's why the Meicher is not believed. According to Rashi, there is no Mosek. So the Marikama is believed. Take a shmack, no? Without. What? So according to Rashi, he should always be believed. So what's the question? Why is the Gemara telling? Okay, so I'll answer in a second. But isn't that Makna very Geshmak? It's so Geshmak. You're not saying any Pukulim. It's a Derech HaPilkul, but it's not complicated.
It's so Geshmak. We said that the Torah is the everybody else.
I think we said right away in Afkamina that the Marikama has no
manus. We said
that right away.
Okay.
The first thing you said, I'll answer. You're saying now, though, it's not true because the Meicher is saying that belongs to one of them. It's not saying it belongs to neither of them. So your whole Cheshbin, I'm not sure it's a Cheshbin, the Marikama, he has no manus. There's no Mosek going against Israel, against what he's saying. So what he's saying for one of the two people who's holding it. There's no Raya of Mosek against it. I don't have to come on to Migu. If I say Migu, you'll tell me maybe it's a Migu Mokamedim, Migu Mokam this, Migu Lahaitzi. No, I'm not saying that's Migu. Omari Kama has them honest. Omari Kama is the Bible. What he's saying is, it's mine, and I'm the one who gave it to him. I gave my rights as Marikama. I gave it to him. It's transferred to him because I have rights as a Marikama. I have a kayak to tie into whatever I want. So why can't I say that it's his? Isn't it Mustaver? Isn't it Mustaver that if you have Marikama, no one else, so you have the Marikama? Ho Arba, you have a boat out in the harbor, and two people fighting over it. So it's the Marikama. The Marikama, as far as our records, he's the owner. We look up in our records, he's the last owner. So we should ask him. He's the Bible. What a beagle, it's Bible. But he has this kayak to say a taino. You can say it's his, you can certainly say it's someone else's. Maybe it's a migra. I have to look in the Lashon HaMakna again if you use the Lashon migra. But look it up. It's Angel Mami Beis in Kiddush.
What is this?
According to this, the Marikama has no nemanis, that's Marikama. So, since Taisa says, he blives like anybody off the street. Anybody off the street is there, yeah, he'll be in that effort. Not Makarek Marikama. Makarek Hedef. So, this is the Hadam Makna learns the Machlokis Rashi Taisa. It's always nice when it plugs in with the way Rashi Taisa argued all along, so it's very nice that it continues. Alright, so basically, this is what we walk away with. Shitas, the dinim of Nemonis of Amaycha. We're actually not completely finished, I'll tell you why. We're trying to get klar, when is Amaycha believed? Now, rather than Shulchan Aruch, both Shitas are brought down. Tesis and the Rosh, and Rashi and the Rif are both brought la'alacha, which means that Machlokes HaPaiskim. So again, according, when the Amaycha is holding it, he's zicha believed. When the Meich is not holding it, he took money from one, here there's a Machlaikis. The Rush, when he brings this Machlaikis in Simon Bays, he adds, he adds a Knech or two. Again, Taisa's Shita is Altmigu, you believed. Rashi's Shita is you believed, either like the Ran says, Alta Takana, or better off with the receivers, you believe because he's Medan. Shaila is, listen to the case, the Meicher took money from one person, and now he comes into Bezdin and he says, I took the money from Reuven, but really I agreed to sell it to Shimon. Reuven gave it to me against my will, and even though I took the money from Reuven, I really sold it to Shimon. Is he Neman to say such a time? You hear what he's saying? Gemara says, Lazi Zuzini Man Nokat, whoever he took the money is the buyer. He's saying, I took the money from one person, and I was masking to sell it to another person. So the Rush brings that according to Rashi and the Rif, you believed. You believed. Fits in very nicely. Why you believed? Because made it dayik, as zicha be medayik. If I was masked to sell it to one person, the other person gave me cash, so now I'm zicha medayik. First of all, I have to make sure to give the money back to him, and I also have to make sure to give the talis to him. So zicha medayik. The Rush himself, and Shittas Taisus and Kiddushin, is that he's not believed. Why? Because according to Taisa and the Rosh, what's the emanus of a Meicher? Why is a Meicher believed according to Taisa and the Rosh? Only out Migu. The Rosh says that this is a Migu b'mokim Eidim. This is a Migu against an Umdina. We have an Anant Sadi, if you took money from one person, you sold it to him. Lazi, Zuzi, Miman, Nokat. Whoever you took money from, he's the one you sold it to. The Rosh holds that you not believe to say I took money from him, but I really sold it to someone else. That's amigo against an ansadi. It's amigo b'makamaydin. They're not nemanis. And Rashi and the Rif disagree. She toss them. The Rif's lush, and the way the Rush brings it is called. I'm sorry. The way the Sma brings it. The Sma in Simur Reishchav Beis, the Cotton Aleph, spells out the homach like his ladina, and his lushin is. If you want to have a meicher who's medayik, what happened? He's even more medayik. The stranger the story is, the more nemanis he has. Because if he took money from one, he says it was bakarchi, and I really was masked and sell to the other one, he's even more medayik. Because in such a situation, he wants to make sure the money goes to the right person, the talis goes to the right person. So the lashon harif is, koshkein medayik tfei. If anything, he's more medayik, he's more neman. So like in the Sivis is Mahalach, or Rashi's Mahalach, that it's because he's Medagdik. So here he's even more Medagdik. It's a strange story, he's even more Medagdik. According to the Rush though, if he says a strange story, it's an Ansadi, things don't go that way normally. It's a Migabu Makim Eidim. So if you look in the Lashon of the Rush, in the second column of the Rush, where he brings the Machlokes, the Richum Rashi Shita, you'll see that he spells out, without going into the Lamedes, but he spells out Rashi and the Rif Shita, that you even know what to say, you gave it to the opposite person. To the person who's not the one you sold. So I can, the Indian of Nemanis of a Meicher, and this is basically what we're going to spend time on Rashi Shita. All the Achrayim basically spend time on Tesis and the Rush of Eilam Asayeya, and that, Mr. Shem will get to it.